In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome, dear friends in Christ, to Pointing to the Saviour of the World on this fourth Sunday of Lent, also known as Laetare Sunday, Joy Sunday. All of us, dear friends, have habits. Some of these habits are good and some bad. Generally speaking, good habits are often hard to acquire, whereas bad ones are very easy to learn. Sin is something that can become habitual, and unfortunately for us, many sinful things are accepted in our culture and society today. Consequently, it takes great courage and resolve to break with that culture and to eliminate ingrained habits of sin. All the scriptures for this Sunday have much to say about cultural and habitual sin in our society and in our lives. The central theme of this Sunday's readings is that our salvation is the free gift of a merciful God, given to us sinners through Jesus, his Son. The readings stress God's mercy and compassion and remind us of the great love, kindness, and grace extended to us in Christ. In the first reading from the second book of Chronicles, chapter 36, verses 14 to 16 and 19 to 23, we see the compassion and patience of God. God chose Cyrus the Great, a pagan conqueror, to become the instrument of his mercy to and salvation of his chosen people exiled in Babylon. In the second reading, St. Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 4 to 10, tells us that God is so rich in mercy that he has granted us eternal salvation and eternal life as a free gift through Christ Jesus. Today's gospel tells us how a perfect God sent his perfect Son, Jesus, in order to save an imperfect world and an imperfect people, a people whose lives are filled with mistakes, sins, and helplessness, but who are still precious to him, so precious that he sacrificed his only Son to save them. Brothers and sisters in the Lord, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn us, but rather to save us. Jesus is the revelation of God's light and love. But to live in this light and love, we must break with the darkness that sinful habits always bring. May God's love inflame our hearts and souls so that we may strive daily to live each moment according to whatever God is asking of us. A reading from the second book of Chronicles. All the heads of the priesthood and the people too added infidelity to infidelity, copying all the shameful practices of the nations and defiling the temple that the Lord had consecrated for himself in Jerusalem. The Lord, the God of their ancestors, tirelessly sent them messenger after messenger since he wished to spare his people and his house. But they ridiculed the messengers of God. They despised his words. They laughed at his prophets until at last the wrath of the Lord rose so high against his people that there was no further remedy. Their enemies burned down the temple of God, demolished the walls of Jerusalem, set fire to all its palaces, and destroyed everything of value in it. The survivors were deported by Nebuchadnezzar to Babylon. They were to serve him and his sons until the kingdom of Persia came to power. This is how the word of the Lord was fulfilled that he spoke through Jeremiah. Until this land has enjoyed its Sabbath rest, until 70 years have gone by, It will keep Sabbath throughout the days of its desolation. And in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, to fulfill the word of the Lord that was spoken through Jeremiah, the Lord roused the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, to issue a proclamation and to have it publicly displayed throughout his kingdom. Thus speaks Cyrus, king of Persia, "The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth. He has ordered me to build him a temple in Jerusalem, in Judah. Whoever there is among you of all his people, may his God be with him. Let him go up." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Oh, let my tongue cleave to my mouth if I remember you not. Oh, let my tongue cleave to my mouth if I remember you not. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat and wept, remembering Zion. On the poplars that grew there, we hung up our harps. Oh, let my tongue cleave to my mouth if I remember you not. For it was there that they asked us, our captors, for songs, our oppressors for joy. "Sing to us," they said, "one of Zion's songs." Oh, let my tongue cleave to my mouth if I remember you not. Oh, how could we sing the song of the Lord on alien soil? If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Oh, let my tongue cleave to my mouth if I remember you not. Oh, let my tongue cleave to my mouth if I remember you not. If I prize not Jerusalem above all my joys. Oh, let my tongue cleave to my mouth if I remember you not. A reading from the letter of Saint Paul to the Ephesians. God loved us with so much love that he was generous with his mercy. When we were dead through our sins, he brought us to life with Christ. It is through grace that you have been saved and raised us up with him and gave us a place with him in heaven in Christ Jesus. This was to show for all ages to come through his goodness towards us in Christ Jesus how infinitely rich he is in grace, because it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, not by anything of your own, but by a gift from God, not by anything that you have done, so that nobody can claim the credit. We are God's work of art, created in Christ Jesus to live the good life as from the beginning he had meant us to live it. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Glory and praise to you, O Christ. God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son. Everyone who believes in him has eternal life. Glory and praise to you, O Christ. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory be to you, O Lord. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "The Son of Man must be lifted up, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him." Yes, God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not be lost, but may have eternal life. For God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but so that through him the world might be saved. No one who believes in him will be condemned, but whoever refuses to believe is condemned already, because he has refused to believe in the name of God's only Son. On these grounds, is sentence pronounced that though the light has come into the world, men have shown they prefer darkness to the light because their deeds were evil. And indeed, everybody who does wrong hates the light and avoids it, for fear his actions should be exposed. But the man who lives by the truth comes out into the light, so that it may be plainly seen that what he does is done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters in the Lord, this Sunday is called Laetare Sunday. The word laetare is Latin for joy. This celebration is actually different from the celebration we have on the third Sunday of Advent. That is Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete means rejoice. Prepare to rejoice in the glory of the Lord's coming on Christmas Day. The word laetare that we use for this Sunday refers to the type of joy that is light-hearted. Think of floating for joy. Think of the feeling you experienced when you first held your first child, if you're blessed to be a parent. Think of floating for joy when you received your result of an examination. Think of the experience you had when you thought you had a serious medical condition and you go for a full day of scans, MRI, CT and so on, and at the end you're told that it's not cancer or that the cancer has gone. You were floating for joy. This floating with the joy of the Lord is in stark contrast to the deep, heavy grief we feel on Good Friday. When the disciples learned that Jesus had risen from the dead, they were so full of joy that they proclaimed, "Alleluia," in such a way that they were almost hyperventilating. This Sunday, dear friends, we are reminded of how much we are loved. The people of the first reading were suffering. They had been brought into exile by the Babylonians. Their temple had been wrecked. Their palaces burned. They brought all this on themselves. The reading details how they committed one abomination after another. The psalm tells us that they even committed child sacrifice. God punished the people or allowed the Babylonians to punish them. In exile in Babylon, the Jews were completely helpless. They had no army. They had no political clout. But what they did have was their determination to return to follow God. They became adamant in the practice of their faith. They formed a way of life, a system where they expressed their determination to live for God. And God had mercy on them. They were, after all, His people. He loved them. Before the exile, as the Babylonians were gaining power, the prophet Jeremiah had said that although they would be taken into exile, after 70 years, the people would be released. And they were. God did this through a pagan conqueror, Cyrus of Persia, who conquered the Babylonians and then sent the Hebrews back to their country to rebuild it and to rebuild their temple. Imagine the joy, the light-heartedness of the Jews as they left Babylon for Judea and Jerusalem. In the second reading from the letter to the Ephesians, we hear that by grace we have been saved. We did not earn our salvation. God saved us because He loves us. And this is the main teaching of that gospel reading, which we have heard time and time again. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life. Jesus did not come to condemn us. He came to save us. Jesus is the judge of the living and the dead. Those who are determined to reject His life will suffer the most terrible consequence: loss of union with God. That is hell. All the pictures of the tortures of hell, like the lower part of Michelangelo's Last Judgment, all the sins of hell depicted by Dante in the Inferno and by so many others are trivial next to the loss of union with God. Jesus came to restore our union with God. He called us to walk in the light, His light, in the light of God. Light-hearted Sunday, or Joy Sunday, is the Sunday that emphasizes the joy we have when we walk in the light of the Lord. We really need the reminder that we live in the joy of the Lord. This has been a heavy year for most people, for most nations, for most continents. There are wars throughout the world, most notably in southern Cameroon, where I come from, DRC, Yemen, Ukraine, and Israel and Gaza. There are continual concerns on how immigrants are treated around the world, with continuous mass migration happening due to lots of instability in different parts of the world, and poverty and economic crisis being rampant around the world. What about the problems in our own communities, in our own families, in our own neighborhoods? What about our personal failures, disappointments, sins, weaknesses? That would make any year difficult, wouldn't it? Yet, through it all, we still have the joy that the Lord sees, the Lord knows, and the Lord heals. We do not need to fear. There is no need to fear. Our God loves us as a people, as individuals. This is our joy. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and love and self-control. So St. Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. But how about the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, that Psalm 9 proclaims? The type of fear this refers to is the action that leads us to reverence of God. This is not an incapacitating fear. When we reverence God, we are freed to be all that we can be. Saint Irenaeus of Lyon, an early doctor of the church, is credited as writing, "The glory of God is man fully alive." Dear friends, human beings are the summit of God's creation. When we reverence the Lord with all that we are, when the fear of the Lord becomes the core of our lives, then we become all God has created us to be. We are fully alive because we are not just physical. We are physical and spiritual. Again, Saint Irenaeus, the glory of God is man fully alive. And we are loved. We are loved by God. The love of God is deeper than the love a husband and wife have for each other. The love of God is stronger than the love parents have for their children. The love of God is so powerful that it leads us to conquer anything that is attacking us, outside of us, among us, or within us. Dear friends, the readings today address a fundamental question. How are we saved? How do we obtain eternal life? Lots of people think you get to heaven by doing good deeds, by helping others. Those things matter, but they are not the bottom line. It may surprise you that good deeds do not provide the key to eternal life. If good deeds aren't the key, what then is? St. Paul tells us, by grace you have been saved through faith. To make it crystal clear, he adds, this is not from you, it is a gift from God, so no one can take the credit. That's reason to float with joy, isn't it? In today's gospel, Jesus gives the most important word, to believe. 5 times, the gospel uses the word believe. Belief in this context is not so much intellectual, like 2 plus 2 equals 4. First and foremost, belief means trust. To say, Jesus, I trust in you, and mean it, implies a response. This is really profound because if we trust in Jesus, we are asserting that we owe everything to Him, even our own salvation. This recognition that we owe everything to God is the basis for true self-esteem. It's true humility. By this humility before God, we become what Jesus commanded us to be, light of the world, because humility makes us become like lamps, enabling others to appreciate true beauty, to see what really matters. Dear friends, as we come to a deeper understanding of how much God loves us, we experience joy. We float with the joy of the Lord. Letare. For God so loved the world that He sent His only Son. He sent Him for all of us, and He sent Him for each one of us. We are loved. Letare. Float with joy. Be light-hearted and know your God. Jesus invites you and I, dear friends, to believe, to say to Him, I trust in you. Let us try to find time today or this week when we can reflect on our lives, and no matter what difficulties we face, no matter what problems we have, we're experiencing, let us say, Jesus, I trust in you. For God so loved the world, we hear, that He sent His only Son, that whoever believes in Him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Amen. Brothers and sisters, trusting in the Father's great love for us and confident that He will hear and answer us, we turn to Him with our prayers. For the Church, that its faithful proclamation of the Gospel, calling people to repentance, may be heard and heeded by all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all world leaders, that they will see that in the gospel of Jesus Christ, we have an unfailing guide. Lord, in your mercy. For all those preparing to receive the sacraments and for those who walk alongside them as catechists, sponsors, and godparents, that they may always recognize and be open to God's grace and love. Lord, in your mercy. For mothers everywhere, and especially my mother, and all who share the gift of life with others, that they may all learn to be generous in sharing their lives as brilliantly as all mothers do. Lord, in your mercy. For all who face exile as a result of violence, need, or hunger, that they may receive welcome, justice, and compassion wherever they find themselves. Lord, in your mercy. For those who are sick or suffering in any way, that they will be strengthened by the knowledge of God's love. Lord, in your mercy. And for our own personal intentions and the intentions of those who have asked us to pray for them, we now pray in silence. Lord, in your mercy. We now ask Mary, our mother, to intercede for us as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. God our Father, your word, Jesus Christ, spoke peace to a sinful world and brought humanity the gift of reconciliation. Enlighten the eyes of our hearts so that we may clearly see the love you have for us. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil and bring us to eternal life. Amen. Let us continue, dear friends, to bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thank you for joining me to listen to the Word of God and to pray. Thank you again for your continuous support. Please do like, subscribe, and share this video if you haven't already done so. We wish you a joyous celebration of Laetare Sunday. Let us finish like we began. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.